Daf Chaf Amid Beis, we'll begin Chaf Amid Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Continuing the discussion about a fire, starting a fire before Shabbos, one has to make a bonfire. It has to be enough time that roiv of the logs have been ignited before Shabbos, because otherwise we're concerned that the fire might not spread, it might go out, and then Shabbos he might come to stir it, to be Shemi Yechatim. He might do something to therefore ignite the flame and keep it going, which would be Havara, which would be a Malacha on Shabbos. So therefore, it's a Gzera that he can't light the fire even before Shabbos unless there's enough time that Roiv of the Eitzim are ignited. However, if we have different types of materials, the Halacha is somewhat different. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Kanim, if you have reeds, these are very flammable. And therefore, he says, we're not that concerned by the case of Kanim. So Kanim ain't Srichen Roiv. There, you don't need a Roiv, because on its own, the fire will spread, and we're not concerned, Shemi Yechata. But Agdan, if you bundle them together, then Srichen Roiv. Then you need a Roiv, because in that case, the fire cannot get between the reeds, because they're packed closely together. And therefore, there he is concerned that Shemi Yechata, he might stir the reeds and come Lidei Havora, and therefore, in that case, you need a Roiv. Similarly, Garinim, if you have dry pits, which are used for bonfires, which are also very flammable, Ein Srichen Roiv, you don't need a Roiv, because on its own, the fire will spread. We're not concerned, Shemi Yechata. But, Nasam Bechoisleis, if you put them in wicker baskets, so they're packed tightly together, and the fire doesn't get between them, there, Srichen Roiv. There you need a Roiv. That's Rav Huna Shita. Maskeflo Rav Chista, Rav Chista has a kasha, Adarab, just the opposite. Adarab, Ipcha Mistabra, it's just the opposite. The Svar is just the opposite. Kanye Mevadar. If they're loose, if they're not packed together, then Mevadran, then they might separate from each other, and they might come apart, and then the fire will not catch on from one to the other. Then Kana Mevadran, Agdan Loi Mevadran. But if they put together, bundle them together, they won't come apart. They're not loose, they won't come apart, so then you're not concerned. If they're not put together, if they're loose, then we are concerned. They might separate, but Agdan, then we're not concerned. Garin and Pitz Mevadran, also, they will separate from each other, and therefore they will not catch on, the fire will not catch on one from the other. Nosen b'chayis lois loy mevadran. But if you put it in baskets, they won't separate. Itmar Nami, it's a question of Rashi has this girsa, Itmar Nami, or he's not girs Itmar Nami, but if we're girs Itmar Nami, it means Itmar, we learned similar on this topic. Because it's not the same with what's coming now in the Gemara is a third shita, which is a compromise between the two shitas. It's a tiruf between the two shitas. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Kanim Sha'agdon. He says, if you have the reeds that you bundle together at Tzrichen Roiv, there he agrees that you have the concern over there that, like Rav Huna, that you need a Roiv because the fire doesn't get between the reeds. Aye, what about the concern that it'll come apart and they'll be separated from each other? Here he's not so concerned, because since they're long, as Rashi said, they're long reeds, they won't come apart from you. It's not so easily coming apart. So therefore, Kanim Sha'agdim Tzrichan, Loi Agdim Ein Tzrichan Roiv. However, Garinim Tzrichan Roiv. If they're the pits Tzrichan Roiv, then we say the Garinim, you do need a Roiv. But Nasan Bechaisla Sain Srichan Roiv. He says the Garinin, if you put it in the baskets, then you don't need a Roiv. By Garinin, we are concerned that they will come apart because they're small. And if they're not put in a basket, they'll separate. The fire won't get ignite one from the other. So over there, he says that Nasan Bechaisla is, if you put it in baskets, you ain't Srichan Roiv because they're packed together, they won't come apart. If you don't put it in a basket, we are concerned that it'll come apart. If you put it in a basket, are we not concerned that the fire won't come between the pits and it will not spread from one to the other? No, we're not concerned in that case, because the Garinim is, they're very flammable, and therefore we're not concerned about the fire coming between them. So this is a partially, he holds like each one of the previous mandamrim. Tani Rav Yosef, Araba Meduras Ein Srichan Roiv. There are four bonfires that you don't need a Roiv. Shall Zephas, if it's pitch, or shall Garfus sulfur, shall Gvin or cheese, shall Revav. So if it's out of these items, or if you have the fuel, the firewood that's coated with these items, then you don't need a roiv, because then it's very flammable, the fire will spread. And we learned also in the straw, if it's made of kash and stubble, and these two also do not need a roiv, because they're also very flammable. He said the firewood that they use in Bavel, you don't need a roiv. And therefore, if you do it before Shabbos, even if a roiv of it, most of it has not been ignited, it's still mutar. What is the referring to the Eitzim Shel Bavel? If you're telling me what we're referring to is silsi, that it's thin strips of wood that they used for the fires, hashta pasila, even a wick, amar ula hamad litzarach shadlik baroiv. Even by a wick, when you have a menorah and you're lighting the wick of it, it has to be a roiv of the wick. Otherwise, we are concerned that it will go out. So still you need ad shitzarach shadlik baroiv hayoytze. It has to be most of the air, the wick that is above the oil has to be ignited. Silsim yipaya. This case, certainly you would need a roiv. So what do you mean you don't need a roiv in such a case? Ella, what are we referring to over here? Ella Marav Yosef, Shucha da Arza. What we're referring to is not the thin strips of wood. It means Shucha da Arza, the branch of the cedar, a cedar tree. That's what they use in Bavel. And that's what they meant. Ella Marav Shucha da Arza, Rami Bar Amma Amar Zaza. He says it's moss. So these types of things, we say you don't need a roiv, because these are very flammable, so therefore it will be ignited on its own. We're not concerned that on Shabbos, Hil Shami Yechata, and it'll come Lidei Havora. Hanolach Yetzias HaShabbos, Hanolach Yetzias HaShabbos, Hanolach Yetzias HaShabbos. Perek Bamem Madlikim. With what do you light, can you use to light a fire? Bamem Madlikim. Now, we're concerned, as we mentioned before, that if the fire does not burn properly, that you might come to adjust it on Shabbos. So therefore, we just previously discussed that you need a roiv. In certain cases, it has to be, the fire has to be ignited by roiv, or if it's a cooked item, it has to be cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, etc. Otherwise, we're concerned, Shemi Echad. We're concerned also, if he lights a menorah, if he makes a fire or a bonfire, and if he, let's say, lights a menorah, if the wick is not of the proper substance that the flame will continue and not flicker, and he's not concerned that it'll go out, we are concerned that it'll come to adjust it. And if the fuel is not of the type that the wick can draw the fuel properly, also we're concerned. So he has to use wicks and oil, which the wick can draw the oil properly and the flame will burn smoothly, so it won't flicker and it won't go out. Because otherwise, if he does not use those types of wicks and that type of oil, we're concerned there'll be a flickering flame. He might adjust it. It will be a dim flame and he's concerned it'll go out, and he might do something to adjust it. He might come Lidei Havora. He might come to increase the flame. So we're concerned in these cases, therefore, there are only certain types of wicks and fuel that he can use for the menorah. So, b'mem madlikim, b'mem madlikim, what can we use and what can we not use? What can we ignite with and with not? What can we not? So, ein madlikim loy b'lechesh, we cannot use lechesh, which is the cedar bast, which is the soft underside of the cedar bark of it, bark of a cedar tree. V'loy b'chosen, v'loy b'kelach, and you cannot use chosen, which is part of the flax. We'll see the more specifically what type of the flax, what we're referring to when we say chosen. V'loy b'kelach, and certain types of silk. Again, we'll see in the Gemara more specifically what type of silk cannot be used. Veloy bepsilas ha'idan, and not with the bast from a willow tree. Veloy bepsilas ha'midbar, and not from psilas ha'midbar, certain psilas that were used from substances growing in the desert, which the Gemara will identify more specifically. Veloy yarukash al pnei ha'mayim, and not with moss, the moss that's formed on the sea, That type of moss you cannot use for a week. So this is the first category over here is discussing the psulim of the wicks, of the psila. Next category of the Mishnah is discussing the psulim of the fuel. V'loy b'zefes, and can't use pitch, v'loy b'shaiva, and not wax, v'loy b'shemen kik, and not oil from kik, which the Gemara will identify, v'loy b'shemen sreifa, and not with oil that has to be burnt. Again, the Gemara will discuss it more specifically. V'loy b'alya, not the fat from a tail of an animal, v'loy b'chelev, and not from the chelev of the animal. These cannot be used. He says, if it's cooked, if the chelev is mavushal, then it can be used. If it's boiled, it can be used. Whether it's boiled or not, it cannot be used. The Gemara will discuss what is the difference between the Tanakhama and what the Chachom say. They seem to be saying the same thing. We'll see in the Gemara. So what is lechesh? It says, the Mishnah says, the first item is lechesh. You cannot use lechesh. What is lechesh? Lechesh is shuchadars. That is the bark from a cedar tree. So, frag the Gemara, shuchadarza, what do you mean? Shuchadarza is balmo, the bark. Bark is wood. You can't use a wood for a wick. Certainly can't mean that. The more answer is no. Well, we don't mean the bark, the outside part of it. Mean barmenisa de isba. We mean to say the soft, woolly part of it on the underside of the bark, on between the bark and the tree. That's what we mean. That soft, it is flammable, but it cannot be used for a wick. It does not burn properly. V'loy b'chayisin, and you can't use chayisin. What is chayisin? Amar of Yosef na'iris shel pisht. What it means is the. Then the iris of pishon of flax, then the iris. So the means from the part when you comb the flax, the part of it, the pieces that come out, the small little pieces of it that come out during the process of combing the raw flax. How can you say that? The pasuk says vaya hachasayin l'noiris. The Novi is saying that the strong. So give me the toichach, and he's saying the strong will become to the weak. Will become like this shvach, the strong wood will become like noiris. Bechal the chaisen lav noiris. You see that they're two separate things. We're learning that chasan and chaisen is the same item. Elam rabaya kisn the daik v'loy nafitz. What we mean is it means the flax, which is beaten but not combed. So if you have the flax. They did in the processing of the flax, they had different processes of it. And first they would beat it, then comb it. If it hasn't yet been combed, then the wicks do not draw properly the oil. V'loy b'kelach, and you can't use kelach. What is kelach? Sha'altin l'chol nachtum yama. I asked the people to go down to the sea. What is kelach? V'harmi, he said, kulcha shmei. It's called kulcha. Kulcha shmei. That means it's the moss that they find in the sea. That's in the sea, the stones in the sea, stones by the water, form a moss. You can't use that soft, but it doesn't draw the oil properly. It flickers, it can't be used for a wick. Rav Yitzchak bar Zira Amar Gushkara. He says that it is Gushkara, it's silk. It's not moss, it's silk, but it's a low-grade silk. It's inferior silk, so therefore it cannot be used for wicks. Rabban v'vayavi also came to Rabban Nechemya ach v'Reish Galusa. They were sitting before him. Rabban Nechemya, who was a brother of the Reish Galusa, chazid avalavish mataksa. They saw he was wearing the clothing that he was wearing was a type of silk clothing. Amr le Rabban Labai Rabban said the v'hainu kelach tatzlan. He said this is the kelach of the Mishnah. This is the kelach of Mishnah. Meaning he was learning that the kelach is regular silk. It's not low grade silk. He wasn't the Ravna. Ravna Nechemya was not wearing low grade silk. It was regular silk. So he says this is what the Mishnah means. Kelach in the Mishnah doesn't mean inferior silk. It means average silk. So Amar Lei Abai said to him, no, Anashira Parna Karina Lei. He says this we refer to as Shira Parna. That. You're telling me that the Mishnah is referring to regular silk. No, he says that what he was wearing was called, not kelach, was called that shira pardna. that what's referred to in the Mishnah as kelach is low-grade inferior silk. But what he was wearing, Rav Nechemya was wearing, was regular silk. So it's not kelach of the Mishnah. Kelach of the Mishnah is the inferior silk. So that's the Machlam. Meisvil asks you a kasha. It says Hashir Royim. It says that garments that are made from regular silk, v'akelach, and made from kelach, v'aserikin, and made from a silk that has been processed silk, the soft part of it. So all of these things, chayavim b'tzitzis. They're all chayim b'tzitzis, meaning as opposed to lafuki the mandamer, who says that the chayim b'tzitzis is only by a beged that's semro pishtim, that's made out of wool and linen. He goes on, even all these other items also, a beged that's made out of these other, are also chayim b'tzitzis. But akol panim, what do you see over here? It says hashirayim v'hakelach, and it says shirayim v'hakelach. So you see that kelach is not regular silk. The Raman Tiyuvta is Kashan Raman, because Raman said that the Kelach Mishnah is regular silk, and you see it says Shirayim v'Kelach. So Kelach cannot be regular silk. So it's a Kasha. Iboy Seymar, alternatively, you can say the Pshat is Shira is different and Shira Paradin is different, meaning perhaps the Pshat is the way Raman will learn is that they're both good quality, average or good quality silks. Neither of them are inferior quality. Why does it mention over here? It mentions them separately. It mentions kelach, and it mentions, you see, shiroyim v'akelach. No, maybe you'll say, perhaps you'll say, the pshat kelach is not inferior silk. I mean, Raven held that kelach is ordinary silk. Why does the Mishnah mention separately? Why does the Brice mention rather them separately, that kelach, shiroyim, and kelach? Maybe there are two types of silk. Kelach is the average, and Shiroin maybe is a different type, maybe a higher grade. He says, no, perhaps, that they're both separate, and one, they're both good quality, perhaps they're average or better quality, but not inferior quality. And that's why they're mentioned separately. Not like you ask the kasha, well, kelach, you see that kelach is not shiroin, you see that they're separate items, must be that kelach is an inferior quality. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's average, but not the best. But we're not referring, but kelach does not refer to the inferior quality. And you can't use psila se'idon. What is that? Achvina. That is in a willow tree, the soft part between the bark and the wood of the willow tree, that also cannot be used. Ravina Rabbi Havikazl Paksid Tamarisa, they were walking in the valley of Tamarisa, Chazino Lahana Arbasa, they saw willow trees. Amli Rabban Labai said to Mahainu Idan, this nun, that is Idan that we learned in the Mishnah. Amrlay, how es Balmo? How can you say this is Idan? This can't be used for a wick. This is a bark of a tree. That can't be what the Mishnah means. No, when he said it, Kalev, he peeled it, and then the Achvele Armanisa the Beni Beni, he showed him the soft, woolly substance between the bark and the wood, and that's what it's referring to. That can be used for wicks, but it's not kosher. On Shabbos, you can't use it. Beloy Bepsil Samidbar, what is that? That is Shavra. That's tall grass that grows in the Midbar, and they use it for wicks, but this cannot be used, and it cannot be used for Shabbos. V'lo yeruka shal panei amayim, not yeruka. What is that? Mayhi ilim ukmasa d'charitzi. If you say that if in the trenches they had item, the dark green item that was on the trenches by the water, the algae. So if rukim mefarchan, you can't use that for wicks. It can't be what the Mishnah means, because you can't use that for wicks anyway. It crumbles. It breaks apart. It can't be used as a wick. Elamara papa ukmasa da arba. It means on the underside of a ship. You have a ship that's in the water. Then what's formed onto it, moss forms onto it. That could be used for a wick, but cannot be used for Shabbos. Tana haisifa lem shel semer v'shel seyak. To the list that you cannot use, added to the list was wool and hair. That also cannot be used for wicks for Shabbos. V'tana didan, why didn't our Tana mention it? Semer michvitz kovitz. Because there's no need to mention it, because the wool is, it it shrivels, it curls, so it's not going to be usable properly for a wick anyway. And se'ara echruchim mechra, it just singes, it burns. It can't be properly used as a wick anyway, so there's no need to mention that psul in the Mishnah. So now, in the next section of the Mishnah is talking about not the wicks, but the fuels. What type of fuel cannot be used? For the reason that it will not draw properly, the wick will not draw this fuel properly, the light will be dimmed, and therefore we're concerned that he might come to be over the Malach HaVorah. V'loi b'zephes, you can't use zephes. Zephes is zifta, it's pitch. Shaiva, kirusa, it's wax. These things are not proper fuels. Tana ankam psula psilis. Till this section of the Mishnah, the first section of the Mishnah is dealing with the psul of the wicks. Mikan velech psul shamonim. We're dealing with the psul of the fuel of the shamon. Pshita, of course. Well, the first section deals with substances, items that are usable for wicks, and the second section with items that are used for fuel. Shaivat strichalei. Now, what it means to tell you, the point of he's telling you is to teach me even by Shabbat wax, because wax could have a dual purpose. It could be used for both. He had to tell me for wax that to tell me that it was psul, that is a psul for oil, for a fuel as well. Because ma'u the same psul is nami lechaza, that it can't be used as a psilo, kamash milan. They tell me that this is a psul of the shemen, that it's only a psul if it's used as a fuel. But if you make a psila, a wick out of wax, there's not a psul. So it's emphasizing the point that since that shaiva could be used for a wick and it could be used for an oil, you might think that the psul of shaiva is both. Both of it uses it as a wick, and they use it as fuel. So he's telling you, making the point that this latter section is a psul of shaman, only for shaman. But shaiva, if it is used as a psila, as a wick, it would be kosher. The only psul of shaiva is as a shaman.